Hey guys, welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast, the only show handcrafted for small business entrepreneurs looking to explode their business. It's time to get your mind right so you can get your grind right. Are you ready? Hey guys, thank you for hanging out with me today. My name is Joshua Latimer, and my mission is to deliver you, the listener, power-packed, no-fluff business insights by some of the small business success stories from all over the world. Now, you need real ideas that you can implement today inside your small business. Actionable, realistic, and doable stuff. And that's what we're going to try to accomplish. Because this is episode one, which is very exciting stuff, I like to start off by telling you a little bit about me, what I'm doing this for, what my story is, and what the deal is with Quick Talk Podcast. Like I said, my name is Joshua Latimer. I'm from Michigan in the United States, born and raised. I got married at 20 years old as a pizza delivery driver and lived in a trailer with my beautiful high school sweetheart, Ashley. Now, getting married at 20 years old is probably not something I would recommend if you're going to make a plan for your life, but you know, it's turned into a beautiful thing for us. I have a master's degree in pain and a PhD in suffering, and I've been an entrepreneur at heart for a long time. I think the first business venture I did was at 18 years old. My parents went on vacation, and I bought 14 candy machines on a credit card while they were gone. So needless to say, when they came home, they were not happy about it. I do not come from a family of entrepreneurs, not at all. I think my mom and dad thought something was wrong with me, and there probably is something wrong with me, but they thought I was broken. They didn't understand why I wouldn't just comply and fall into line and go stand in the job line and just live my life that way. And I just couldn't do it. It wasn't something I could define early on. I didn't know exactly how I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I just knew that I didn't fit well in the normal system. I bumbled around through many jobs after the pizza delivery days. I started lots of little kind of run-of-the-mill, small-time business ventures, but I didn't have a lot of maturity. I didn't have the focus or the follow-through the maturity. I just was not ready to be serious about a business until my mid-20s. I was a mortgage banker for a while. I had some sales jobs over the phone. I have a pretty extensive sales background in that regard. I worked for JPMorgan Chase Bank as a banker for a while. I had my securities licenses. I've always enjoyed numbers and finance, but I thought I was going to die sitting in my cubicle. I mean, literally, it was the worst thing ever for me. And when my wife got pregnant with our first son, Maverick, I think that's when my ultimatum came. That's the day that I knew in my core that if I didn't make a move towards a business right then, that I ran the risk of getting trapped in the cubicle that I hated, wearing the tie that was choking my neck. I was fat. I was depressed. I felt like garbage. And that's when I decided to quit my job at the bank. Now, it's a funny story because when I quit the job at the bank, I started a cleaning business. So I wanted to clean windows, which is a very weird business. Cleaning dirt off glass doesn't sound like a great career path to a non-entrepreneurial family like I had. My own mom wouldn't even talk to me for a few days after I decided to leave my job at the bank. I can't say I blame her, really. It seems like a risky, crazy thing to do, but something was different this time around, and here's what the difference was. I was serious. I was ready. I did not have all the answers. I did not know exactly how I was going to succeed. All I knew is that I was all in. My back was against the wall. I lit the bridge on fire, and oh baby, I just went for it. So with the support of my wife, who's always been incredible, thank God, I started Birds Beware Window Cleaning in Michigan. It started with a ladder strapped to the roof of a 28-foot ladder strapped to the roof of my 1994 Chevy Cavalier. And I drove around town with that thing probably illegally for quite a while, because I only had that to work with to start out with. We ran out of savings and we burned through cash and we almost starved that first year. I did $24,000 in revenue the first year, and that was total revenue. That wasn't what I even got to net. So it was a rough year. The first couple winters, I had to take odd jobs. I went into some sales jobs. I went and worked at some agencies. I did whatever I had to do to survive. And, you know, it was hard. It was not easy. There was nothing easy about what I did those first few years. But as I began to progress in my journey, I started to uncover and unlock some really powerful concepts that changed everything for me. Concepts like systemizing your business. Concepts like building automation into your business, making your business scalable or duplicable, making the business about the brand and not about me. And so as I voraciously read, especially in the wintertime in Michigan, we had no work. I would stay up late at night down in the basement just reading and learning and absorbing. And that knowledge that I learned, all of that data, that information, you know, piece by piece, I'd try to unpack it and try to apply it and try to figure out where it goes and what does it mean for me and is this really real? Am I wasting my time and battling fear and doubt all along the way? Things started to progress for me. And Birds Beware Window Cleaning is no longer my company. I sold it in the spring of this year. And I'll tell you one thing, what an experience to take something from nothing that doesn't exist and to create a big enough business that, with enough value that an out-of-state buyer comes through and buys out my business. I now live in Costa Rica with my four children and my beautiful same wife that lived in the trailer with me when I delivered pizzas. Now, I'm not a $10 billion a month crazy, overly successful guy, but I have an incredible lifestyle. And that lifestyle has been afforded to me by understanding the concepts of building systems inside your business. Are you looking for a simple way to get more sales, more referrals, and strengthen your customer loyalty? Look no further than SendJim.com. It was handcrafted for you as a powerful tool that will automate your follow-ups after the sale. Imagine being able to stay in contact with your customers all year long by pushing a single button on your smartphone. This is a space-age warp speed technology, and it will eliminate the chaos inside your business caused by trying to properly follow up with all of your leads and customers. Sign up for a free trial with no credit card required at SendJim.com right now. What are you waiting for? And I have a heart for helping other small business owners. You see, I see a lot of guys struggle. A lot of guys come to me for help. They ask me questions. They ask me to consult them. And I see a lot of the same issues over and over and over. And they build their business around themselves. They try to be the best technician that they can possibly be rather than building the business. I think Seth Godin came up with the work on your business instead of in your business idea. And it's very true. But I think a lot of guys get stuck because they don't know how to execute on that. They don't know exactly what to do to make that a reality for their specific situation. And I get it, every situation is different. Whether you have a landscaping company or a lawn mowing or a carpet cleaning company or a pressure cleaning company or a window cleaning company like I had, the basic guts of your business are all the same. The only variable is the service that you provide itself. And on a technical level, I'm sure that you understand how to do that more than anything. The reason small businesses fail is not because people don't know how to cut the lawn good or how to squeegee the window well. It's because of all the other stuff. All of the architecture, as I like to call it, of their business is out of whack. Everything's screwed up. There's no structure. There's no organization. There's a whole bunch of shooting from the hip, a whole bunch of chaos, a whole bunch of stress, and ultimately a whole bunch of failure. And I think it's really sad. It can destroy families. And it's not an easy thing after a long, hard day working and grinding and pushing and working and sweating and selling and doing books and putting stuff in your computer and trying to do what you feel is right for your business. At the end of all of that, that time after that is when you have to architecture your business. when you have to start building systems for your business. It's those times after hours when you have to pour in even more of your efforts. And I think that's a tough sell. It's a tough sell for people. But what I want people to understand with my story, having a cleaning company that had ultimately over 20 employees when we sold it, and then I launched a pest control company. I'm 3 years into a software company now, and I have an online training series I sell. I'm into all kinds of stuff, but it all started with that one decision to be all in. And then after that, it was a series of littler decisions. And one of the biggest little decisions I made was the decision to systemize my business after hours, no matter the cost, no matter the hours invested, because I believed that working on my business instead of in my business would be worth it. I truly believed in the work on your business set in your business concept. And that is the reason I could sell it. That's the reason I have the lifestyle I have now. That's the reason everything worked. It's because I invested the time up front understanding how to systematize and architecture every single tiny minute detail in my business. And I spent months and months, year over year, spit shining and tweaking and polishing and correcting and iterating those systems. And let's define systems here. It's a boring term. Nobody cares about systems, but people do care about living the dream. They care about having the business that they wanted from the beginning. There's got to be some reason that you started your business or that you're about to start a business. Whatever that why is, it's a powerful thing. And yeah, you like talking about that. Well, guess what? To achieve that vision, to achieve that why, you gotta use systems. And systems are not sexy. They're boring, but they're everything. If you want to build, automate, scale, grow, and sell your business, systems are the way to do it. So let's define what a system is. A system is just a predetermined way to do something inside your business. Now, your business is different than mine, but there's lots of stuff that you do every day. You drive around and you do stuff. You wake up and you do stuff. You do stuff in the middle of the day, and then before you go to bed, you do some more stuff. In regards to your business itself, you need to document and logically process through every little thing that you do, how you do it, and then start optimizing it. For example, when you eventually have an office and you have 10, 15, 20, 30 employees coming in and out of there, you have weird little things that need to be done, like ordering toilet paper for your office. You know, the guys come in, they have a hard day, they go in there to take a dump. There's no toilet paper. That's depressing. That's embarrassing. Nobody wants that to happen. Well, whose job is it to order the toilet paper? It sounds like a stupid example, but it's not. I don't think you can be overly specific in your systems. There should be a methodology built into your business. Maybe it's your office manager. Maybe your system for that is every Monday, the office manager looks at the toilet paper supply in the supply closet. And if there is four rolls or less, he places an order for toilet paper. Maybe that's your system. But you see, when you do that, and then when you deploy it or execute it and you train your guys on it, guess what never happens again? Nobody gets left sitting on the pot with no toilet paper. And trust me when I say that's a good thing. Now, systems can be simple. They can be semi-complex. They can be very complex. I look at my business like this. There's three areas. There's sales. Then there's service. Then there's operations. I call it the business triangle. And this is really the way I looked at my entire business and all the systems in it. I don't care what is done within your business. If you have a local service business like I had, whatever you do would fall under one of those categories. Okay. For example, maybe you want to upsell more services to your customers. Well, you need to have a predetermined, pre-existing, defined, and trained way of doing that, right? Well, under what category does upselling go? Does it go under sales? Well, sure. Does it go under service? Actually, yes, it sure can. Does upselling go under operations? Well, yeah, it could there too. You'd probably want to have three different systems depending on which type of worker or staff member, team member was going to be doing the upselling in what scenario. So maybe under your sales arm of your business, I call the business triangle, sales is the foundational thing. I think sales is the lifeblood of any organization. I think sales is absolutely critical. Under that arm of your company, maybe the upsell system has to do with your sales guy, you know, identifying new opportunities while he's giving an estimate. So maybe he's given a carpet cleaning estimate or a lawn mowing estimate or whatever, and he notices something else that needs to be done. Maybe when that happens, he writes it down. And then maybe when he talks to the customer, he engages them with that, presents them with that need and tries to get the deal. But that upsell system might look completely different for a technician who's on the job, right? So let's say that the technician goes back to do the service for that customer a few weeks later. They declined on the initial upsell. But you need to ask again, right? So part of your technician's job could be to upsell the same thing to the customer again. But you need to make sure that that's happening every single time on every single job with every possible opportunity. How do you do that? Through a system. So now we've moved into the service division of our company, right? The other part of the triangle. You've moved out of sales, you're into service. So you write a different system. You train your technicians in this new system, and part of their job process is to, you know, get out the mower and to start mowing the lawn. And then before they leave, they check the iPad, and they check a certain part of the notes. And the notes say that the customer also needs, you know, mulching done. And then if it says something there, they have to engage the customer and say, "Hey, Mrs. Smith, I just happened to notice that you really could use a remulching. We do offer that service. Is that something you'd like us to take care of today, or would you prefer an additional appointment?" Boom. Now you've just tried to upsell two times because you've built it into the job role of two different people. But let's not stop there. What about the operations side of your business? Now, for me, operations included all of our office staff, the office manager, right? I had an operations liaison. You know, call your people whatever you want to do whatever you need to have done, but I need them to engage the customer too. So maybe they're calling back to close out the invoice and they mention, "Hey, Mrs. Smith, thank you so much for hiring us. Oh, you know, by the way, you know, I see in your notes here that the guys saw that you really could use a remulching. Is that something you were planning on doing yourself? Or we do have a 10% off discount for that at the moment." Bam. Now you have an upsell system in all three areas of your business, right? So I think the trick is understanding the process of seeing your business from a bird's eye view. I call it getting in the hot air balloon. Being able to zoom out off the stepladder or off the ground where you are now, where you have a very limited perspective, and being able to look at your business from way up high. Listen up. Now remember, being self-employed is not the same as being a business owner. And if you are looking for a way to automate your business and build yourself a clear path to the dream that keeps eluding you, then check out my online small business bootcamp. It's a go at your own pace. It's power packed. It's a mind bomb. It will help you understand exactly how to architecture out and systematize your small business right now, so you can finally be back in control. Go to windowwealth.com right now and check it out. Use the code MINDBOMB to save 30%. It's time to invest in yourself. You need to be able to see the sales division, the service division, the operations division, even if you don't have a division. A lot of you probably are just your own division. You're at all the divisions is you. And that's normal and it's okay and that's fine. But what you got to do is you got to start architecturing out simple systems for your business right now. And that's kind of my story. That's kind of my heart. That's my deal. The purpose of Quick Talk Podcast is to interview interesting people who have accomplished awesome things. And then to bring that interview to you, so that you can extract actionable line items to apply to your business right away. I don't want it to be fluff. I don't want it to be just feel good stories and you listening to how some other guy has a great life. I want these podcast episodes to dig in and extract real value that you can use in your local service business, because we're all in this together. There's no reason we shouldn't help each other. And it's just, frankly, it's fun to talk about. So again, my name is Josh. I hope you're prepared. I have a lot of great guests lined up. I have a lot of great content lined up. We're going to try to keep all the episodes to 30 minutes or less. Check it out. Subscribe to our feed so that you automatically get the new episodes as they're released, and start to invest in your own education and start to invest in your own business. You know, what is your why? Why did you start your business? What was the original reason? Have you accomplished that? Are you living that right now? Are you in that, or are you still on your way towards it? For a lot of you, it probably feels like an unreachable thing. I can promise you it's absolutely not. This has nothing to do with intelligence, has nothing to do with resources, it has everything to do with understanding the process of building a system that produces you money. Remember, being self-employed and being a business owner are not the same thing, and the Quick Talk Podcast and me, we are here to help you understand the difference. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you are inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.